So is that child related to Mila?
Cousins?
What's Peter? Wow. Peter understands what today is about. Have you guys heard him? Keeps on, every time we sing Hallelujah, he says, Yay! He's got it. He's got it, church. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, today is the octave day of Easter. It is the eighth day in one great feast of the resurrection that the church celebrates. And so today is Easter Sunday, no less than last Sunday was. And we celebrate that Jesus has risen from the dead. Now, this is an earth-shaking mystery of our faith, and it ought to make a difference in our lives. Now, I'm sure you know the true story about the priest and the soap maker who were taking a walk together. And the soap maker says to the priest, he says, "What good is religion? Look at all the trouble and misery of the world. Still there, after all these years, 2,000 of them, of teaching about truth and goodness and peace. Still there, all that trouble and misery, after all the prayers and sermons and teachings. If religion is good and true, why should this be?" Well, the priest didn't say anything, and they continued on their walk until the priest saw a child playing in the gutter. And the priest said, "Look at that child. That child there is playing in the gutter, and you say that soap makes people clean, but see the dirt on that youngster. So what good is soap? I mean, with all the soap in the world, after all these years, that child is still filthy. I wonder how effective soap is, after all." And the soap maker protests, "But Father, soap cannot do anybody any good unless they use it." "Exactly," the priest replies, "exactly." And so this Easter time is replete with graces. How do we use them to make a difference in our life? Well, as we kept on hearing in the gospel today, the first thing we have to do is believe. Believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. Believe that good news. You know, in our second reading today, we hear about this vision that John has, and he sees Jesus, and Jesus introduces himself as the living one. That means he's alive here and now. And so we have to just take that step of faith and say, "I believe," because Jesus promises us today that we will be blessed if we believe. So we just have to take that first step and say, "Okay, I believe that Jesus is risen from the dead." Just like a little baby takes its first step and then is able to eventually walk and then to run even. But let's face it, we all have our resistance to the risen Christ. Our doors are closed, and those doors have names: sorrow, fear, anger, worry. Actually, in fact, so much of our despair and anger and anxiety has its roots in fear. And so that is why Jesus, in this vision that John has of him in our second reading, Jesus says to him, Jesus who says, "I'm the living one," he also says his name is the first and the last. He says to John, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." And today Jesus comes into our closed doors, beyond our closed doors, and the living one says to us, which we heard him say again and again, "Peace be with you." That's what he says to us today. Because, you know, Jesus' peace is stronger then anxiety and hopelessness and fear and anger. But we have to believe in the living one who says that to us. And thus believing in him, the one who is alive here and now, we trust him and we receive his peace. Because again, his name also is the first and the last. That means he's in control. All shall be well. Now you see, fear and anger and despair and anxiety create dead places in us. But Jesus has risen from the dead. He's risen from the tomb, and he is the giver of life. The Holy Spirit is life. And as you know, in the beginning, the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep. But then a divine wind, the Holy Spirit, swept over the waters, and there was life. Ezekiel prophesied to the valley of dead and dry bones, invoking the Holy Spirit, and said, "Breathe on these dead so that they come to life." And Jesus today, church, comes through our closed doors and stands among us, and he says to us, he breathes on us, and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And blessed are we if we believe and receive. This is why John says at the end of the gospel that if we believe in the living one, the one risen from the dead, we will have life in his name. Life. And then Jesus stands among us and he tells us to put our hand into his side. His side that was pierced by the soldier's lance and out of which came blood and water. Now, many of the fathers of the church interpreted this water and blood as symbols of baptism and Eucharist. So Jesus tells us today, put your hand into my side and seize your baptism. Feel my body and blood. And in just a moment, when these children are baptized, we will seize our baptism and we will all renounce the devil's weapons of hopelessness, fear, anger, and anxiety. And we will say we believe in Jesus who rose from the dead, and we believe in the Holy Spirit, and that through our baptism, we rise from our dead places with Christ in the Holy Spirit. And today, with faith, we come to drink his lifeblood, the elixir of the Holy Spirit. And we consume his risen flesh, which unites us to the power of his resurrection. So Jesus comes right through our closed doors today, church. Blessed are we who believe. Alleluia.